From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The top suspect linked to the November 13th terror attacks in France has been arrested in Belgium. Salah Abdeslam was arrested by Belgian police during a raid today in Brussels. The Belgian immigration minister has confirmed the arrest in a tweet that said, "We got him." VOA's Jamie Detmer on why Belgium and European investigators have been searching for 4 months for this man.
He was the young man who slipped across back into Belgium on the night of the attacks as they were being carried out, or shortly after, and has been on the run ever since.
According to the minister, the suspect was injured, shot in the leg during an earlier gunfire exchange. News reports from the region now confirm a total of 3 suspects taken into custody. European Union leaders approved a revised deal with Turkey today to curb the influx of migrants into Europe. The deal requires all new migrants coming from Turkey into Greece after Sunday, March 20th, be returned to Turkey. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu says the tide of migrants seeking refuge in Turkey and the European Union is not an issue for bargaining, but an issue of humanitarian values.
I hope we will be achieving our goal to help all the refugees, as well as to deepen Turkish-EU relations, which is a good news for our continent and for the humanity altogether.
In exchange, Turkey is expected to get financial aid, quicker EU membership talks, and visa-free travel in some circumstances. The actual returns begin April 4th. 3 policemen have been killed in an attack on security forces in Niger, near the border with Nigeria, Burkina Faso, and Mali. The attacks come just days before Niger voters go to the polls on Sunday for a presidential runoff vote. This is VOA News.